never heard anything like it.
I'm all about that bass, about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right chunk in all the right places. I see the magazine.
I like this version almost better than the real one.
We know that stuff ain't real. Yeah, no, it's pretty catchy. Not bad.
Shake it, shake it, shake it. I got a milkshake. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Milkshake is better than yours.
I think that is the song I saw.
It's definitely the same song.
No, this is all about that bass, though.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But the milkshake song, I think I saw it.
Oh, the milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. My milkshake is better than yours. Milkshake is better than yours. Any better, I'd have to charge. Milkshake, come my boys to the yard. Milkshake brings all my boys to the yard. Any more, I'd have to charge. Booga, 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 booga.
Every time I hear that song, I think of Peter Griffin in prison.
Well, you know what's actually funny is, and this is another one that gets Big Fuzz so mad, is that when I talk about, like, I don't talk about children's shows per se. Like, I'm not really talking about the stupid plots that go into these things. I'm just kind of talking about, like, sometimes some of them have pretty cool music or whatever. And one of my favorites is so on Mickey Mouse Club, they have the hot dog song. Now, this is the modern Mickey Mouse Club where it's just like if you're over about 30, you probably don't even recognize this Mickey Mouse Club. So they do the hot dog song and it's like hot dog, hot diggity dog. But it's done by They Might Be Giants. So whenever I hear They Might Be Giants, I think of Family Guy when he's singing with them 500 miles. That is They Might Be Giants. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Da 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 da.
Yes.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Well, Led Zeppelin has a song called Hot Dog. Da da da.
Guys got a song called what?
Hot Dog.
Yeah, it's a different sort of hot dog.
Into the Outdoor?
Yeah, no, this one's called Hot Dog, Hot Dog, Hot Diggity Dog. We've got ears, it's time for cheers.
Particle Man.
I like Particle Man.
Yes.
Particle. He does everything a particle can. That's Adam.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so...
And then Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Yes, Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Was once Istanbul, but now it's... What? No.
Yeah, even old New York was once New Hamsterdam.
Yeah.
Hamster dance. See, that's where we go off the rails. That's Amsterdam. Hamsterdam.
I was jamming out to that.
You were? I can't do anymore because I'll pass out. So, you know, I went to the Rockies game today. I actually worked that game.
Yes.
And
go on.
Okay, so it makes me, it still makes me aggravated. And I believe that a lot of the press who cover the Rockies on a day-to-day basis believe the way that I do, which is that the Rockies are being undervalued. The Rockies are being, there's no faith going on that the Rockies can keep doing what they're doing, even though it's, you know, we are now at 62 games. So, you know, of 162 game season, we've hit 62.
Yes.
If the Rockies
go 500,
all right.
Yes.
The rest of the way, check my math, 50 yes. plus 37.
Yes.
The 36 is 96 games. Is that?
Are they at 38 now?
I think they're at 36. Well, whatever it is. They're at a lot. If they were to go, but what Sean Drotar of the Morning Show figured out for me this afternoon, because my math is just awful. So he got out his abacus and showed me that if the Rockies go 500, they will win approximately 96 games. And will, which will be a record. By the way, a record for the most wins ever in Rockies history. They won 94 in 2009, I believe, and they won 92 in 2007. I want to settle for them winning an actual division.
So the Rockies are 38-23 right now.
Okay, so if so, they would be 98-23.
If they go 500?
No, see, well, this is where it gets screwed up, because that means it's 63 games or something.
Yeah, no, if they go 500, they're 87.
No, they got 38-23, so that's 61 games, right? Am I right? Is that math correct?
Yes.
I mean, I'm genuinely asking, because my math is, I mean,
correct.
I pity when my kids are going to have to start asking me math questions. I'm just going to be like,
Intronet, Google.
Here's a calculator.
Google.
This is a calculator. So that would mean that they have 101 games left. So let's say, let's just put it to, they lose that game. So they got 38 wins right now.
Mm-hmm.
50 mm-hmm. gives them 88. Right?
Yes, correct.
But that's not right, because
if they finish
88 and 88, and then what's 50? What's 50 and 23? So 88 and 73?
Yes.
We're missing a game. 89.
Yeah, because we gave them that loss already. So they'd be 74. Right? That's 88 and 74.
It's kind of like what you get when you cross an elephant and a rhino, and which is an elephant.
I don't know.
Elephino.
What?
Elephino.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever I just say elephino, you know where that comes from.
It's like putting an elephant in the Safeway bag.
Well, what's that?
You take the F out of way?
Oh. No, you don't get it.
There's no F in way?
No F in way. Take the F out of way. Oh, I see now. God. I'm on island time. I'm in the middle of mountains. I'm on island time.
Are you at your cabins
time.
Already?
What?
Your cabin already?
I don't know. I wasn't planning on going to my cabin. It's Wednesday, right? I mean, today is Wednesday. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but to get back to this Rockies thing.
Okay.
I get.
To get off the math thing, because that's.
Yes, math impossible. Is hard. Oh, and they're all statistics.
Yes.
Like, I've been looking at wars and whips and chains, whatever that particular equation is, you know. Who knows what chains is? You know, hits.
Binding?
Hits. No, it's like, you know, like choppers and hits versus,
okay. Oh, yeah.
You know, chains.
Pop-ups. Yeah.
Yeah, like all of it, whatever.
Whip.
Yeah, I hate whips. War sucks too.
Yeah.
I mean, wars are no fun. I mean, come on. I mean, ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know, the only stat that doesn't seem to matter in baseball is dang wins and losses.
Yeah. No.
Oh, wins and losses. Because who can figure out wins and losses? There's too many games. 162. I don't like even can't even figure out the math. I'm like, and then just give up. Let's go drink a beer.
All right.
All right. And that's the end of the show. We're going to go drink a beer.
All right.
All right. We'll do that. But the thing is that the Rockies are a really good team. The Rockies are a really good team.
Yeah, they
and
are.
You need to, and you, all you people who are down on the Rockies, listen, past performance is no indication of future results. I mean, you know, past results is no indication of future. This is a really, really good team. Do you know why you need to support the Rockies? By going out there, and there was a really good crowd there, but it's not a full crowd.
They're giving us a product to support. They're giving us a team to support.
Listen, you're rooting for the shirt, is what you're basically rooting for. You're rooting for the jersey.
Yeah.
And dang straight, I mean, we're rooting for the jersey, but you have the best short air, the best third baseman
in the league,
in the history of baseball.
In the history of baseball? He's only been playing for what, 6 years? Here?
He's 26.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he has gotten a Golden Glove every year he's been in it.
Larry Boa, who lives in Philadelphia, has been a manager of the Phillies and other places, played with third baseman Mike Schmidt, and has told people that he stays up late or DVRs Rockies games just so he can watch and enjoy Nolan Arenado. And he played with arguably one of the top two third basemen of all time and says that he's the best he's ever seen.
All right.
So he's better. So Larry Boa thinks that Nolan Arenado is better than Mike Schmidt.
So one reason you witness history every time you go there. The
every
best.
Time he goes out, he makes a great play every time. He made two great plays. One of them didn't count.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got Carlos Gonzalez. You got it's just a very underrated team in what these. I mean, it's a very hard-nosed team, and it's a team that will make you very happy. All he does is drive in runs and make stops.
Yeah. And he's like the last one everybody brings up.
We talk sports.
Sporty sports, 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 sports.
We talk sports.
Hello, sports fans.
We talk sports. We talk sports. All right, enough of that.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.